This is a Wild Game Production podcast.
And we're back for another episode of Beyond Earth, the Invents and Company.
And you're so thrilled to be here.
Oh, I am. I definitely am. So the last adventure, you guys finally made it into Darkport. You had found a place to stay. Then joined the festival at night, the magical sacrifice festival, and saw the door to the sacrifice to the old god, Gabadon.
It was quite magical.
Yes.
Do-do-do-do-do.
And Lord Lee just became 3 foot tall because, you know, that's what happens when he annoys me. So,
wow, he's down to 3 feet now.
Yeah. 3 foot
I'm
two.
Almost size of a gnome.
Yeah, right. Once you saw the sacrifice. Wow.
Yes.
Suddenly went to the library and searched around, got some information, stole a map, left.
Broke into the library.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you went back
to the library.
Yeah, you went back to your little home to rest.
Technically, we didn't break anything, so we didn't break and enter. We were trespassing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And Corey became a thief.
Well, when we flipped up at the latch, it's technically breaking and entering.
Yeah, it's breaking and entering, regardless if you broke something or not. So
yeah, yeah. We had to disable whatever protections they have. That's breaking.
It's called
and
unlawful
entering.
Entry.
Unlawful entry is literally just...
Steven, you want to use your 20 roll now, please?
Yep. I didn't say the name. You can't touch me. I didn't say the name.
Safe crit.
Can't touch this.
Rick, do you want one against you too? I mean...
I got diplomatic immunity.
So you're back at the house. You went back to sleep. And you all slept taking your shifts, if you want, until the morning time.
Yay.
Yay.
And that's where we start. Morning. You're all starving.
I'm not. I have food.
Oh. Well, yeah. Lord Lee has food.
So well, I mean, you're starving as far as you haven't eaten anything.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's get some breakfast.
You got to eat breakfast because nothing bad happens at breakfast.
Nothing ever happens at breakfast.
You guys have fun. I'm going to hang out here.
Corey never eats breakfast anymore unless it's his own breakfast now.
he could be literally starving to death not touching it.
Nope. Beautiful
fancy
eggs
feast.
And bacon,
yes.
And sausage.
Oh, best man, this food. Is nope. So delicious.
Sucks. It's all free? What? Nope, can't have any.
They
Troy
have
is
a
Nova.
Breakfast after the sacrifice.
I mean, you know, everybody gets a plus 100 hit points. And Corey's like, no.
Sorry, man. Sorry, dude. Can't do it.
You do see that in the morning time that they do have a giant elaborate breakfast for everybody for free.
Ooh.
At our house?
No, just when you go inside the village, you see there's people handing out food to everybody. Like, everybody kind of shares and has a good
so
time.
This, the festival hangover committee is offering breakfast.
Yeah, if anybody drank anything, they feel a little bit hungover, but not like enough that's going to do anything to any stat or anything.
Well, if it wasn't for the horrific human sacrifice, this would be a lovely little burg.
Well,
I mean, it's once a year or so.
This is what, like the Purge, where once a year they kill somebody and then they're great the rest of the time?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Midsommar.
They just get it out of their system.
I mean, I could send Ethan Hawke over to your house to make sure to secure the area for you and, you know, build
as long as he does, I'd be cool with that.
Okay. Anyway.
As we gather, it's like, what's the plan here? What are we planning on doing?
I thought you were taking the ferry.
We're killing the king.
Yeah, we need to find out.
I thought we were
from
going
the local
back to our home.
Yeah. Okay. So just to recap for what the game plan is once we were here, we are going to find out if there's any requirements to get into the capital. If there aren't, great. If there are, we'll get them. But then once we do that, we're going to take a ferry to the capital and find out more about the ley lines. And then hopefully get home because that's the only clues we have.
Yeah. We I thought the whole thing was trying to find out the ley lines.
We do have a small problem of I doubt we have enough money to take the ferry to the town next to the capital.
There is that.
Yeah, that'd be Way Hall is the town.
Way Hall, yes.
Right before the capital is where you can go to.
We essentially need a way to know how to activate the ley lines to basically act like the portal for us to go home. And our best shot of finding any information is in the capital itself.
Well, did you find out about anything about the ley lines in the library here? Or did you even look?
I was keeping guard.
I said a bunch of stuff. I don't know if we looked.
You didn't.
We can always go back now. We can always go back now.
Hey, we can go back. Yeah. I mean, we told the guard we'd be there at 7 a.m., right?
Yeah. Fuck well, it. I suggest we try that first, or at least ask about it.
All right. First, we will stop and get the free breakfast. Okay, guys? Yeah.
Yes.
Even Nova's having breakfast? Wow.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. He's talking
Nova's
about
having breakfast.
He's like, man, these eggs are delicious.
Yeah, I just scoop them, toss them on the ground. Yeah.
In front of the chef's like, right in front of you.
Everybody that eats breakfast feels refreshed and their tummies are full.
Yay. It was a good breakfast.
It was.
Every breakfast from now on is going to be great until the one breakfast Corey has. It's going to be poisoned.
Just waiting.
There's no chef around to poison the breakfast this time.
It's going to be that one time out of the 1,000 breakfasts. He's like, I knew it!
It turns out it's just food poisoning. So
yeah.
Lazy chef, you know. He didn't wash his hands.
Yeah. I go to the library. With everyone, I hope.
Yes,
we all hold hands and go to the library.
Are we going to skip?
Yes, we're going to skip. You have to when you hold hands.
Skip to Maloo.
Okay. So you head back to the library, and the door is now open. And there's a woman that's in there as soon as you walk in. She's sitting down at the desk, and she's writing her book. She says, oh, yes, how can I help you this morning?
Do you have any books on ley lines?
She quickly starts shifting her eyes back and forth. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what a ley line is. What's that?
I didn't know a ley line was a bad thing.
Okay, you clearly do. I'm just doing research here.
Wow, just so upfront.
Like, she says,
you clearly know. Don't lie.
Quickly leave before I call the guards.
Wow, really? Nova, you used to be so good
at
this.
You sent that picture to me, Vince.
Fine. Should I try to charm her?
Oh, I said that to you, Jeff? Why didn't you say something?
If only you had a shop here to smooth over the situation.
I try to charm her. Be like, I'm just curious. Let's see if I can roll under my charm. Wow, 7. Yeah, that's under my charm.
So, she looks at you and she says, no, just leave, please. I mean, you're cute and all, but no.
I don't mean to pry. Oh, wait, that's one of the banned books, isn't it?
We don't have any books on that subject.
Well, the guards toss up, hey! I saw you down.
Well, I didn't mean to cause you any trouble.
She grabs your hand and she says, I suggest you quickly leave before they see you.
Thank you for all your help.
While he's chit-chatting with her, can I try and sneak away and just, like, separate from the group and start looking around the library?
Yeah, you could just roll your prowl just so she doesn't see you. I mean, she's really occupied with Corey because she's infatuated with him, so.
Yeah. Hey, I ain't ugly.
I didn't say you were.
I have no Saren, but I am.
You're no Shep.
If there were.
Shep was all magic. That's
I barely made it. Prowl 48, I got a 47. Guy.
All right, Saren, as you slowly back away, you accidentally hit a chair as it falls, but you grab it, and she doesn't notice. You slip off behind one of the bookshelves.
But you didn't have any banned books. Where wouldn't they be?
She said, what? What?
Don't listen to him.
There's someone down there?
What? What was the question, Jeff? Say that again. If you didn't have any banned books, where would they be?
Where wouldn't they be? Because, you know, they don't have any banned books.
So where would you not keep them?
She says, you're actually breaking her brain at this point.
I'm so sorry for him. He has a brain thingy.
We try not to talk about those.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes.
She says, I hope you feel better, little one.
Thank you. You are so kind.
I think the horse kicked him in the head or something.
Maybe.
When he was a kid.
You should take your son home, sir.
Yes, thank you for all your help. I'm sorry for any inconvenience I may have caused you. Me and my son will be on our way.
Yes.
Come along, little one. I grab his hand.
Lord Lee grabs one of the books and just puts it on the places it on the floor and just leaves.
I'm so sorry about that.
She goes, I understand he has mental problems.
Boy, does he.
We leave. I mean.
All right.
I'm still in the library.
I want to see what Saren's going to do since he's in here. I might as well just jump to him. What are you doing, Saren? You're behind the bookcase. You see everybody left.
All right. I'm familiar with the library layout, so I'm going to go towards the geography section and see if I can find anything older books. And I'm going to look for like history of the lands and stuff like that. See if I can find any references to ley lines or anything like that.
No, you find nothing to do with ley lines, nothing to do with magic.
All right. It's been purged.
Yeah, pretty much.
Since I'm looking at the history of the lands, do I find anything about like what this place used to be called before the king took over and all that? Like, or is it all like pre-king after?
Yeah, or, like, suspiciously, post-king? There is nothing before Darkwood. And you find that very odd.
All right. I got the information I wanted. I'll rejoin the others.
Yeah, I actually
walk past her.
Her brain might be still broken after that.
I didn't ask about ley lines. I just walked in. It's not my fault the guy I walked behind was a weirdo.
Yeah, I was just going to pretend that I wasn't with a group and I was just browsing.
I don't know who this guy is.
Well, when you're walking out, she says, did you find everything you needed, sir?
I did, though. Can I just ask a simple question, if that's all right?
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Some of the local villages and other towns nearby seem to have really high defenses against the local wildlife and monsters.
Yes.
Is it because of the... And I say, praise Gabadon. Is it his protection that keeps this village safe from those creatures?
Yes, you are correct, sir. He does protect us. That's why we sacrifice the magical ones to him. And he protects this town.
I see. Have a good day, ma'am.
Have a wonderful day. Praise the Dark One.
The Dark One. They know he's evil. That's good.
Hey, evil people can be good too. So, you know, as long as you appease them.
Lawful evil.
I mean, yeah, if you think about it, their thought is they sacrifice one person who in their eyes is a bad person and their whole village is just saved from being flattened by unicorns or devil corns or whatever, so
we'll have to fix that then, I guess.
So they are so unleashed.
Do I see the others outside the library?
I would assume they stood outside and waited for
you. Yeah, we just waited outside.
Oh, okay.
Sarah's like, fuck him, I moved on.
I don't know what I was doing. I was like, yeah, I'll just stay behind, pretend I was perusing, but it was really just
if you were also perusing, what were you doing?
I was literally pretending I was browsing while everyone was talking because we all went together. So,
well, guys, we know there's a banned book section.
So we gotta find
that. Or what I'm thinking is, it's probably at the Magister's or the Witch Hunter's house.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't just keep a banned section in a public, you know.
Oh no, that's what
I
meant.
The way she was acting, it was kind of like
he knows where it is.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, we don't talk about that kind of thing, but, you know, nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Can I go to the bank?
Yes.
Well, yes, we do need to go to the bank.
Can we go to the bank while we walk and talk?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to the bank, which is right over there as I look at my map.
Yes, you do.
Let's go to the movie.
And then put it back in my pocket so no one sees I looked at it. I mean, it's most likely not terrible, but...
No. That's fine. You head to the bank. You walk inside the bank. And you see there's a counter with two people behind it. One of them is a human male, and he's standing there talking to this person that's wearing a golden mask.
That's cool.
Like that?
Eyes wide shut? Did we slip somewhere we shouldn't?
No.
Probably slowly back away and leave before the orgy starts. So.
Is he using a debit card machine?
He's like, you hear, yeah, that's a number pad machine. You hear the thunk, Thunk. No, anyway, he's the guy is calculating on some like machine-like thing. It does look like a debit card machine. You're right, Jeff, but it really isn't in a sense. But and the guy next to him is kind of demeaning him when he's talking to him.
Aww.
You think you're so cool with a golden mask. I know where you live.
No, he's like, I don't understand you people. You people were made to serve. You're not even doing your job right. You can't even add correctly. And he smacks him in the side of the head. And the guy just goes and just starts going back to work.
Oh, might be a robot.
Be an automaton.
An automaton.
And then the guy does something and it screws up again. The guy's like, I told you to stop screwing up. And he hits him and the mask falls on the ground. And you see his face, like half of his face is gone. It's just like smooth skin. And his face is all white and he's got red eyes. And he looks just like you said, an automaton. And he picks up the mask and he puts it back on. And then he goes back to work. You all notice that when it comes off, he does have elven ears.
Oh.
That's not an automaton. That's someone who was turned into one. Wonderful.
He's like, oh, I can't get good help these days. How can I help you find people?
Really is hard to find good help.
I don't know. With bad help, can you help us? I mean,
I can help you myself. I'm a real person. So how can I help you?
I need to make a deposit.
Absolutely. Yes, sir?
What? No, I'm sorry. Never mind. Please help the lady.
Okay. Yeah, you were being very rude to this young lady. Please wait your line. Here's a ticket number. And he hands you a ticket number.
It says, number one.
You're so kind.
It says two.
Thank you. You're so kind.
He says, yes, ma'am. Now, you want to make a deposit, you said, yes?
Yes. I have some separate credits here.
Excellent.
Yeah. That I got access, or that I was given, and I just needed to put on my gym.
Oh, okay. And he takes out a piece of paper, and he's like, "And how much are we depositing?"
It'll be just the full amount, 100 credits.
Excellent. He writes down 100 credits, and he says, oh, "Okay." He puts the paper down. He goes, "Please sign here." He just gives you the paper and says, "Just sign right here."
Okay.
Ein Eisen.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna. Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
What did you say?
No, what did you say?
He narrows his eyes at you.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
I didn't call number two. Please shut up, sir.
Damn.
Service here really is terrible.
So I'll scribble, but I'll kind of be... It'll kind of just hit
one.
You see, like,
Excellent. He puts it into that machine that you saw the guy using. He kind of puts it into it and he says, all right, please wave your crystal over this.
Okay, and I'll wave my hand.
Okay, and you see it glows and he says, all right, the credits, please.
I hand him the credits.
Okay, he takes the credits, and you see the machine kind of opens up like this little portal. The only way I could describe it is a portal, and he just dumps it in, and it closes, and you see, beep, beep, beep. All right, your credits are now in your bank account. And he hands you a piece of paper that says, amount, 100, 100. So you got basically you have 100 credits in your account.
Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful day, and thank you for banking with us. Next, number two.
I'm sorry, but you were so terrible. I have to go elsewhere. Good day, sir, and I leave.
That's fine. We have you all on have a nice day.
Yes, because those cameras totally exist.
Exactly.
We're cameras.
So you guys leave.
Okay, so we got $100.
Well, the librarian implied that they were watching, so.
Well, she implied that
there are cameras.
Be there.
She just said they are watching.
That guy with the gold mask, I think that treatment was fucked up, guys.
We're
trying to get back home. We're not trying to fix this world.
That is true.
Lee's like, fuck it, let's go.
I am more concerned with returning than fixing everything.
Lee's taking the Saren outlook now. Fuck everybody, let's just get home already.
I mean,
we're in the middle of like a mega quest that.
And I have several of the cups that we need, and if I lose them here, well, fuck it, that's it.
Yep.
The Emperor will not look kindly directly upon us.
I'll probably get fired.
Yeah.
By that, I'll get shot out of a cannon and into a burning pit.
You'll get the Zuko treatment since you're actually related to him.
Yeah.
Guys, you guys are outside the bank arguing. What are you doing?
We're arguing. Can't you tell? You just said so. I mean,
leave us alone. We're arguing.
Sorry. Yeah. Fuck you.
Fuck Vince.
All right. Well, I guess we should maybe find out how much the ferry costs.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we need to get that that information from the book. So why are we leaving now?
Well, no. I need to see what we need to work up to. Clearly, it's not going to be 100 fucking credits to get us all to weigh. Land or
and plus we only have 100 credits. Well, I say only, I don't know how long that would stretch all six of us, but like we may need to do some side jobs too to get more credits.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh boy, we get the sweet
but chance. Let's go get prices for the ferry to the ferry.
All right, you to head to the outstretch of where on the map you see the water is and you see the little signs to the ferry. In the distance you can make sure I'm in the right chat again. See the ferry boat.
Says the ferry.
Yep. And before the ferry boat, kind of up or towards the town, you can see a ticket boot. And I said it that way on purpose because they actually said it that way. When
wow,
I put
ticket
in,
boot.
Right. You see there's like a little apostrophe after the T.
It's ticket boot.
Yeah. And you see that creepy old guy standing there just kind of looking through his books.
Excuse me,
I want
sir.
To die.
Fuck you, Jeff. And he's like, yes, what can I do for you?
Booth correctly.
Damn it.
Why is your friend making fun of my spelling?
He's he has a mental problem. He's one of those people.
Oh.
He's little.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, how much is it to take the ferry to Wayhall?
How many people?
One, two, three. Five people.
Five,
the six of us.
Seven.
Six people, sorry. Six people.
Seven.
One's a child, though.
Seven.
Seven.
Why does Jeff keep saying seven?
Well, I told you, he's got a mental thing.
I'm counting six people. I'm counting the game master, too.
Including his squire.
I was like, waiting for Godwin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so it's five adults, two children.
Oh, that'll be 300 credits. It's also day and a half travel on the sailboat.
Day and a half, 300. All right. I don't have enough today. I'm sorry about that, sir, but I will be back in a few days.
Nah.
Do you offer any discounts?
Well, discount. He said 300 for five adults.
Well,
kids,
you better be back soon because the boat's going to leave soon. Regardless of if there's a person on it or not, I have a schedule to keep.
Well,
he leaves and there's no one there.
You looked out the boat, like nobody there. So
it's like, no, I get it. You have to ferry to the town, even empty, and come back. No, yep. if I can't make it back in time for this round, I'll have to catch the next one.
That's fine. Yeah, we're leaving at 5 p.m.
Probably like 3 days.
Well, yeah, based on what he said.
Half day there, half day
is
back.
Is it every 3 days the boat leaves?
Yes.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for coming to the ticket boot.
Quiet, child. Stop irritating the man.
Lord, he kicks him in the shin. He kicks Nova in the shin.
Fucking little bitch. Your mother's going to whoop you good.
Well, not hard, not enough to damage you, just like, you know.
Corey's really becoming a father parent figure now.
We kind of had to with David as like the gnome.
Yes, David is the gnome. I had to, and now I have to do it again with fucking David 2.0. I guess 3.0 at this point.
True. What are you going
to
do?
All right. I'm out of ideas. I mean, we can go talk
to
the magistrate.
A way to make money.
Well, I would suggest talking to that librarian, maybe in and out in a official setting, maybe, you know,
break into her house because that's what we do.
I wouldn't suggest breaking and entering, but I'm suggesting maybe ask her on a date. Maybe you can get her into a quiet area. She did seem interested in you. Why don't you take one for the team?
Are we just whoring out Nova now?
Yes!
I thought that was always the case.
You know, get her into a secluded area, talk to her. Maybe she could answer questions when she's not being watched.
Well, who's watching? Do we? You know what? I look around. Do I see any camera or suspicious things on houses the guy and
the,
buildings?
Guy in the golden mask is following you.
The Inquisitor is in a slightly different hat.
Yeah, they're not going to notice me. You don't know what a camera is to know what a camera to look for.
I know what would not normally be in a village.
Roll me a d20 perception, then.
It's the birds. The birds are the cameras.
Yep, time to roll perception.
Ha! Nat 20.
Okay.
Well,
you look around and you notice these square box things on every corner that don't look like they should be there. They look odd.
Hey, guys.
Light glistens off of them when you look at them a certain way.
I'll just quickly be like, hey, guys, all these square boxes, I bet you that's how they're watching us.
Oh, okay.
Are there like little people in them?
Does that mean they saw us going into the library?
Maybe. Probably not, though, because they probably would have sent somebody after us. Maybe they have a limited number of people who can watch. I don't know.
Maybe based on like normal vision, if it's dark, they can't see. I don't know. But there's probably a book in the library to figure that out.
You really want to go to the library?
I don't want to go to the library. I can't go in there. Whole thing
the is, I love that you said I don't want to go, but every other sentence from you is library.
That's the best place to get information, unless you can think somewhere else.
We can go to the inn, ask around.
Go to the inn. Go to the magistrate, although I know that'll end badly.
My vote is we earn the 300 credits within the next day or so.
And then get the fuck out of Dodge. Yeah, that sounds good.
But why are we leaving? We know that. I mean, we don't know the information here.
Do we know that they actually have anything here about ley lines at all?
Yeah, because they're mad. Because they're banned books. If they do have it, if they do have actually like banned books, could just be, oh, look, how to cast like a spell. Yeah. And not even like a useful spell.
Who would we ask? The librarian hinted that she might know.
But she's she's not going to tell us unless. Like,
we coerce her, which is that something we really want to do?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. If we could get her somewhere where no one could see,
a nice picnic date might be good.
More willing to talk.
Isn't Saren the most beautiful person in the party? I mean,
there we go. Saren, you got a hot date with a librarian.
He might be beautiful, but his attitude sucks.
I can kill you, child or no. You know that, right?
Yes, I know that. Doesn't improve your attitude.
Alright, so
I say we go around the whatever the community center is, I guess would be the tavern or whatever. Or an inn or something. The Adventurers Guild equivalent.
And we got a YMCA just down the street, we're good.
YMCA.
The tavern is probably the only thing they have.
Yeah.
Just see if there's anything that we can do as adventurers to help. To get money for odd jobs.
So you're gonna to the tavern, I guess.
That's my plan. My suggestion. I don't know what you guys want.
Vote for the tavern. Anyone else?
Tavern.
So after all this, we're going to the tavern.
All right. So
to get money.
Because we can have a drunken argument.
You head into the tavern. The tavern is called the Flaming Axe. Mm-mm.
Sounds like magic.
Sounds like a gay bar.
Well, the actual name I changed was the Flaming Sword, so I changed it to Flaming Axe because the Flaming Sword sounded like a gay
better,
bar. So.
I guess, yeah,
that wasn't going to end well.
Yeah. You see the innkeeper behind the desk. He is a little short man, probably about the same size as Lord Lee, and he has a balding head and he has a beard. He's got some really stained clothes. He looks a little annoyed. And what do you want when you come in?
I guess the party's over.
You gotta murder everyone.
He's looking at you. What do you want?
Do you guys have like a job board or a? We need jobs. Do you know where we need some odd jobs? Yeah, odd jobs.
Jobs. I see. And
Do you have like an Indeed thing you look through?
I'm sorry, but Monster is much better.
Yeah, well, Monster would be more fitting for here too. Or Angie's List.
He looks at you and he says, "Well, I mean, I could use a waitress."
Oh, that'd be perfect for Nova then.
Wait, what?
No, he looks at you. He says, "I could use a waitress," and he smiles at you.
Yeah. Okay. What else do you have?
I could use a cook.
I don't think any of us can cook.
Nah.
Is that a specialty skill or is that just survival?
It's under. It's just cook.
I have
55%
in cook, but I don't want to cook.
Raven just keeps quiet. He's like,
anything else?
No, that's really about it. I mean, I could use a janitor type person to clean up at the end of the night.
So there's no really area where people can list jobs or things that they need done. It's just we just need to
go
and ask.
The stores you ask around. There might be a help wanted sign in them.
How much do you pay for cleaning up at night?
We pay 5 credits for the night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are
there any like?
It comes
with
a free meal.
Do you know if we can find anything for like bounties for maybe like people, creatures, things like that?
Bounties, you could talk to the magistrate. He will give you a list of bounties.
Okay.
I may take your cleanup job, but I need a little time to think about it. Is that okay?
That's fine. You come back in the evening and before we're closing if you want the job. Otherwise, we're going to close and you won't have the job.
Sounds
pretty
good.
Simple, I mean.
Sounds good. All right. Let's go talk to the magistrate to see if there's any bounties.
Okay.
All right. So you head to like the town hall-ish area.
Yeah.
And you walk right in. You see the magistrate. He's sitting behind his desk. He's like, afternoon. He's kind of startled.
You don't have an assistant.
No. Why would I have an assistant?
Most town magistrates do, but that's not the point. Hi. We were wondering
for
any bounties.
Health day, okay.
I mean, I understand, but. No, we're wondering if there's any bounties for any creatures or criminals we can help. We're sort of bounty hunters, and we need a little work.
Well, all right. Let me see here. Give me about 5 minutes to look at some of the files over here, and I think I have some for you. You are official accredited bounty hunters for people, right?
She is. We're just her assistants.
Oh, ma'am, yes. Do you have your credentials?
Nope, I lost them.
Left them in their
Again?
Other yeah, sorry.
Never mind.
Is it
sorry
possible to
that.
Re-register in this town?
Yes. It's very possible if you'd like to, sir. Are you a bounty hunter?
Aspiring bounty hunter. I was under Lady Isis here. She was tutoring me in the means.
Lady Isis?
I was pointing out... I forgot the name of the wizard. It's Aizen.
Aizen, yeah.
Yeah, I
said Aizen. I'm sorry.
Hey, it looks like he says, Lady Aizen. Oh, you are of high nobility.
Yes.
I just referred to her as, well, yeah.
Well, she already said yes, so.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Do you have a crest or symbol? Actually, you do.
You do?
You have the Emperor's symbol.
It. Yeah.
Oh, I have. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I do show him the ring. I have this.
He looks at it and he's like, "Wow, that is incredible." He hands it back to you. He goes, "That qualifies. I'll be right back."
Oh, thank goodness.
I would like to think that he's like, "Oh, that's cool." Just puts it in his pocket.
I'm starting to get ready to think. Should I sneak behind him? Get ready to try to attack him when he figures.
I'm really happy that.
No, he
that,
looks very.
That I got. I'm glad I got the message from God to show him the ring. I wouldn't have thought of that. I'd be like, nope, I lost that.
You didn't lose that. You have that.
Nah. But if he knew of the crest, though, of what it looked like, then...
No, he looked at it, saw that it was an official crest, and went, okay. It's kind of like, you know, what was that movie with Heath Ledger when he was pretending to be the knight?
Oh, Knight's Tale.
Oh, yeah, all the forged documents, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like that looked like a real legit crest. So he's like, oh, okay, this is legit. How are they going to really check it? I mean,
starts to ask a question. What's your hometown? Where do you come from?
Yeah, how many people exactly do you serve under you?
What god,
like,
old demon do you serve?
Oh, yeah, Aizen, I went to school with him. How's he doing? You know, that kind of like, oh, shit, maybe they know each other.
All right.
Does he ever talk about me? You know, ever tell you about my name?
He says, we have a bounty. I'm looking for this gentleman named Aiden Herman. He is an elf. He's about 5'7". And I don't have a picture of him, but he describes him to you as an elf.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, it'll pay 400 credits. Lady Eisen was your name again? Eisen?
Eisen, yes.
Lady Eisen. And who is your faithful servant here?
Which one is he pointing to?
Well, obviously Saren, because Saren was the one that said I was being tutelaged under you.
Oh,
so.
I'm sorry. This is Saren. Yeah, I don't know if you want to use fake names or not.
I mean, you're already
too late now.
Yeah, I know.
Saren is his name. I see. Okay, Saren. He writes that down. Anyway, I'll give you the credits if you bring him in.
Cool. Do you know where we may find him or his last known location?
Yes, actually. And let's go back to that map. Okay. He was in the Northern District. If you look on the map, it says Northern District, and it's cut off. That's the Northern District area.
Got it.
And what is he being brought in for?
Theft.
Theft, right. Okay.
Theft, breaking and entering, stealing stuff, and holding items that he shouldn't. It's against the laws.
Okay.
Things that I happen to subtly note we've done since we've been here.
Yes.
Hopefully Noah does not say that out loud. So.
No, I thought to myself, it's like we've done every single one of those things in the day we've been here.
He's been caught using magical items in the town as well. So that's why the bounty is pretty high of 400 credits right now. Yeah. If it goes on another couple of weeks, it'd probably be a higher credit. I mean, bounty, so.
Oh, so let's take a vacation for a couple of weeks and come back and...
it'll be fine.
No, we catch him.
Obviously, we will not pay for anything else other than the 400 credits. Everything is on your own dime and your own expense until you bring him in and you get your 400 credits.
Got it. And is there a credit difference between bringing him dead or alive?
We don't care.
Okay.
Dealer's choice.
Yeah, dealer's choice. He says, now, if you'll just wave your crystal over this to agree to the contract.
Yeah, I'll wave it.
Thank you. He smiles and he says, have a wonderful day. And he puts it back
in his
desk.
You look directly into that box in the corner.
Yeah. Could you look directly at that box and say, I agree?
I do look around for the boxes, though.
You do see one.
Okay.
It's looking directly at you. Like, not purposely, like, at you, just at you guys.
Yeah, yeah, it's facing on us, yeah.
Yeah, the camera's right in your face right now, looking at you.
Like, just zoom in real close.
That's how they zoom in. They get right up in your face.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's all we need. I mean, we should go there now. Let's start looking for him.
He says, according to the last reports, he usually hangs out in one of the dive bars down there.
Okay.
Thank you for your time, Magistrate.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Magistrate.
Praise the Dark Ones.
Thank you.
Praise Gabadon.
Yep.
Do.
Are you bringing a child along with you?
No.
He's actually a very short man.
Okay.
Easy
mistake.
So you head
to the mind.
Jeez, Sarah.
Wow. I felt that one from here.
I didn't quite catch that, and then I realized what she said, and I went, oh boy. So you guys head to the Northern Disht area. And
Dishter.
Yeah, Dishter.
I have a question.
Yes.
Are we only seeing humans walking around, or are we seeing...
Good question. Yes, you only see humans walking around.
Oh, shit, they're racist, too.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
I mean, but nobody has shown Saren any disrespect, if you're wondering.
Well, I'm an elf, too, and I keep my hood up, so...
Mm-hmm. No one has shown you disrespect, even if your hood fell down or anything. So.
Okay, so they're mildly racist.
Yes, the humans are the master race, they're saying.
Whatever. Let's go to a dive bar in the Northern Dister.
Dister.
All right, you head to the district area. It's kind of like a slummy area of the city. And you do
worse than where we live?
Oh, yeah. Much. Kind of like the slum, so to speak. You head into the dive bar, and everybody just stops and looks at you as soon as you walk in.
Piano stops.
Yeah, he's like...
Pretty much.
And then they go back to their talking and drinking.
I was going
to
say, it's like, I'm not going to do anything and be like, yeah, what?
What's up?
The bartender's standing there, and you see he is an orc.
Oh. Interesting.
So what can I get for you?
Information.
Oh?
I kind of subtly. We're looking for a man named... What was his name again? Hold on.
Aiden.
Aiden. I wrote it down. Don't worry. We're looking for Aiden. Aiden Herman.
Aiden Herman. Aiden Herman. Aiden Herman. Aiden Herman.
I will very... I would be like, well, that depends. Are you a very discreet bartender?
Ooh.
He's like, yes.
Go on.
I will slip him one number? Gold coin.
You slip him a gold coin? He looks at me.
Just one gold coin, and I'll just be like, it's real. Just got to tell me where Aiden is.
May I see it?
I show it to him without taking my hand off of it. You know how it is.
He leans in closer to you. He goes, I would need to test it. A lot of people like to pull these off as fake.
Yeah, make sure it's not chocolate.
Yeah, that too.
Fine, but I'm watching you.
Delicious.
I give it to him. Shut up.
That's why we're doing whoring him out.
Yep, he takes the gold coin and he actually bites it. All right. And he puts it back down on the counter. What is your offer?
That was my offer. I mean, information on where Aiden Herman is.
Oh.
I think he's right there.
He's like...
He's over there in the corner right there.
I could tell you where he is. He looks at you.
Yeah, you can. So go ahead.
Is it the gold coin's looking a little light to me, he says.
Starts really? Tapping the bar.
It's so light? How light is it, do you think?
He's like, I don't know, maybe if it was two times that weight?
Just kiss him already.
Yeah, just get over, get a room.
I slip him one more.
Yeah, he does.
I was like, where is he?
He puts his big paw over it, and he pulls it back, and he's just like, he's sitting right there in the corner.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we gotta look for a guy in a hood who's not gonna show
I look at the guy he's pointing at. What does he match the description?
Yes. You see him there with a bottle and a glass he's drinking.
Okay. Thank you for your assistance, barkeep.
Absolutely. And he smiles really weirdly at you. But not like that, Jeff.
I ain't saying anything yet.
Yeah.
Like, our little secret. I may need more information from you later.
Jacob looks like he's telling all tales back there with the darkness.
It looks like he's asleep.
No, it's like he's telling that, like he's in like the shrouded darkness. He's like, yeah, and the guy touched me in this weird place, and his voice is modulated or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, you closed all the blinds, didn't you, Jacob?
Yeah. Lily, are you going to head towards the back of the room?
Sure.
Near the back. Casey runs. Yeah, good idea.
All right. So Saren is guarding the front door. I'm seeing in the chat here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lady Asha is going to the back door.
Yeah.
Lord Lee is going to the back door.
Lord Lee,
I would assume Lady Astrid would actually go with Nova to be a frontline fighter there.
I'm just trying to figure out who's at what door. That's all.
All we know is
so Saren's at the front, Lee's at the back, Astrid's with Nova.
I basically, just followed behind Nova, but also just, you know, keeping watch, make sure we're not going to get.
And if Raven or Stormlord follows either Lee or me.
Stormlord?
Stormlord.
My head hurts. I'm not good with names. Jacob's character. Lucian.
Lucian.
Yeah. Actually, Stormlord's a kind of a cool name, though.
Yeah,
Stormlord.
That's the wild card.
Kind of gives him away as he's a magic user, though. I mean,
the wild card is.
So
great.
You approach the guy at the table, and he looks up. Yeah, what do you want?
You mind if I have a seat?
It's a free country. Well, sort of.
I'll sit down, but. Motion for Astrid to remain standing.
Yeah.
He starts getting his eyes shifty because she's standing there.
Yeah.
I have to go to the bathroom. He starts to get up.
Nope, 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 nope. I'll Put him right back down before anything gets crazy. Let's just talk a little, Aiden.
Yeah. How do you know my name?
I know a lot.
But what I don't know is why the magistrate wants you.
I have to go to the bathroom. He starts getting put
him back down. Be like, no. Just tell me what's up. You may not have to go see him, depending on what it is.
I was accused of stealing. I was accused of using magical items.
Those are apparently bad things, although the magical item's far worse than the stealing.
Yes.
What magical item were you accused of using?
A ring.
A ring?
Of invisibility.
One ring to rule them all.
That's
correct. That would be a pretty, pretty awesome item. You still happen to have it.
Maybe.
What's it worth?
Well, I got a proposition for you. There's two ways this can end.
So
I
go on.
Saren and Raven, since you're at the front door, give me a perception roll, please, since you guys are right there by the front. And that's D20, and add any perception bonus you have. If you should have a +1 at least because you're level 3.
That's 14 for me.
Okay. Steven?
Just a 10 for me.
Raven, you notice the bartender is talking to some really big-looking orcs, and they kind of nod over towards Nova and Astrid, and you see the guy go like one of these, like...
I'll nudge Saren and...
Saren, you see that conversation happening.
So the DM pointed to his palm and indicated a punching motion.
Yeah, Saren, I don't think this is going to go well.
I'll stay guarding the door just in case. Why don't you go whisper to our friends what's going on?
Yeah, I'll kind of
wander
over there and...
What?
GM, who else is in the bar besides just Herman and...
Yeah.
I mean, there are other people in there. There's just people sitting down drinking.
All right.
You see elves, you see dwarves, you know.
Okay.
All right, well, I'll just tell them this. You can either have us haul you in front of the magistrate or give us the ring. We'll let you go.
I do slowly move towards the other side just so he can't go through the other... And
does this sound like a terrible deal?
I really have to go to the bathroom. I've drank way too much today.
You may have, but I'm afraid your options have become limited. The ring, or we haul you before the magistrate to collect the reward.
Raven quickly comes running up to the table.
Yes.
What happened? I think we're about to have some orc trouble.
Yeah, I figure they're going to try to rob me.
You see two big orcs come over to the table, and they lean down. And they're like, "So I heard somebody has."
I punch
a little...
him.
Okay.
I punch him. He okay. doesn't see it coming. I get a bonus.
I'll
right?
whack him with my
no,
staff.
You get a surprise, but yeah.
Yeah.
We just go on.
What's my bonus I get? 21.
I like that. So I heard you thunk.
I know what's happening. It's like that weird smile. No, I know he's going to run.
Roll 1d4 and add your any physical strength bonus.
Which is nothing.
So then roll 1d4.
Hey, 4.
We're just going to ask for some charity. There's an orphanage down the road.
I know.
An orphanage.
Guy goes, oh! And
sorry.
That's initiative for combat.
That was good, Sarah.
Sorry.
I was going to
apologize.
Oh. No, I was going to swing. I was going to smack him too, but.
Now you get one shot and he has it. So go ahead, Corey, roll for your side. D6.
What am I? D6?
Yeah.
4.
You get to go first. I'll start with Steven.
Well, everybody knows what's up because I just punched the guy.
You saw everything.
Well, large screen out from the inside, yeah.
I'll call out to the bar. It's like, looks to be a brawl. If you don't want to get involved, get out now. And I kind of motion towards the door while keeping my eyes on Herman.
Oh, everyone wants to get involved. They're like, fuck yeah, fight.
Some people, when he says that, gets up and leaves. And some other people kind of just watch. Okay.
I will let you know, Vince, that I'm not using any magic, so I'm not going to be using the Dawn. I'll use my heirloom sword, none of my rings, and not the boots. So just my skill, family, heirloom stuff.
Okay. Sounds good.
Just letting you know before I do attack anything.
I mean, usually when you're using the Dawnblade, you say I'm using the Dawnblade, so...
I know, but this time I'm letting you know I'm going to be using the sword and shield.
I'm going to use all my magic items, which is none of them.
Yeah, anybody's using magic items, just be wary, so...
Yeah, not using anything.
It is Jacob's turn. You're at the back door.
Yeah.
Go on.
You and Lee are at the back door, ready to do whatever you're going to do.
Lee, what should we do here?
Obviously help our friends.
Yeah, I guess. All right. Let's get in there.
What do? You run over to the orc and...
I guess I'll just punch him. I don't know. Like, are we taking out weapons for this, or are we just doing this with fists?
That's up to you.
Probably fists right now.
I guess we shouldn't escalate it if we don't have to, so... I guess I'll punch him, but I don't think I'm going to do very much. How do I even calculate a punch? I don't even know.
You could use your strike, natural strike bonuses, and then roll d4 for damage.
All right.
You do have natural strike bonuses, so.
I do.
What? You actually have some?
Well, yeah, you get ones from natural hand-to-hand combat if you have it. Even non-man-at-arms have like some type of bonus.
Well, yeah, with my PP, I get a +4 to my...
I rolled an 18.
Wow.
18? All right. Roll your damage.
What's damage for fists?
1d4.
All right.
Plus your physical strength, which Sarah and Saren will have plenty of.
That's PS? Yeah.
Yeah, physical strength is PS.
It's 12, so I don't know if that...
Nah, it doesn't give any bonuses. Bonus.
Yeah. I rolled 4, though.
Okay. Jeff, what are you going to do?
Lord Lee will run in... and use his warhammer and hit the back of the knee of one of the huge orcs.
All right, you got to at least roll an 18, and you're at a -4 for a cold shot.
All right.
Like, your dice has to be a natural 18, so. Otherwise, you just hit him. You don't miss, you know, unless you roll 1-4.
Yeah.
Let's see. No, I got a 9.
Is that total with everything?
That's total.
Okay, roll your damage.
Two.
Okay.
Yay!
He's like, oh, did a mosquito attack me?
Okay, jerk.
I hit him in the back of his calf instead of the knee, so it's just like, it's a really tough calf, so it didn't really hurt him that much.
Sarah.
I'll punch Aiden in the face, trying to knock him out.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Roll.
I totally forgot what it was for melee.
D20.
D20.
And your any natural strike bonuses you have?
Natural.
You don't.
I don't have any natural strikes. Oh yeah, it's been a second. Yeah, I don't have any because my
What'd you roll?
I got a 7. I missed.
Yeah, you basically don't do anything to him. You just like, ow! But you don't.
I just hit the table instead. Like, god damn it.
Okay.
But don't you have multiple attacks, Sarah?
Oh, yeah. Can I attack? I want punch again then.
Yeah.
With my other fist.
It's like, I got multiple attacks now.
All right. I got a 12.
All right. That's not enough to knock him out, but you did do some damage to him. So roll a d4 and any physical strength bonuses you have.
Oh jeez. That's gonna be 12 damage.
Damn.
Ow.
I do +8 damage because my physical strength is so high, and I rolled a 4.
She's a
so.
Real twin thig. Twin thig. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought Lady Astrid physically was like, you know, Brianna Tark kind of.
I'm really skinny.
She said she was really really thin, but she's got
I'm
these
crazy
giant muscles.
Skinny. Yeah, that's just what I roll. So,
a natural strength.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm like an anime character.
Pretty much.
Yeah, probably.
Raven, I know, Corey, you like to go last. That's why I did
that. I'm going to try to sweep his legs out from underneath him with my staff.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. It's a cold shot. So it's, again, 18. Naturally on the die.
Only 13, so no.
Whack him with your staff.
You can roll your damage because you did do damage to him.
That would be 7.
Okay. Corey. It's Corey's turn.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can grab Aiden and keep him in place and step away from the orc.
I thought I knocked Aiden out. Or did I just hurt him?
No, you heard him.
You just heard him.
You heard him.
I just heard him. Okay.
The owl.
So would it just be a strike a just to grab him? 14.
Okay, now it would go to his turn with the orcs. So I'm going to see if he's going to get away. Nope. Not even close. He got a 10 total.
It's like, so you guys move so I can get away.
Yeah, you have him in a like a grapple hug, bear hug type situation. Yeah. He's like, "Get off me! Help! I need an adult."
I'm here.
We are adults.
You look like a child.
You're adults here.
Shut up.
The orc. Let's see. One orc is going to hit Raven. The other one's going to turn around and try to smack Lord Lee. So.
Ow.
Raven, he hits you with a 19, and he does 13 points of damage with his fist.
Oof.
Youch.
Work.
Aye.
Yep, don't forget your damage resistance. Yeah.
Minus your armor.
Lord Lee, that's what he does to you. I'm going to stop using this die. I can't see it. Oh, that's a 5. He missed.
Okay.
You see, and the orc behind the bar starts heading over. He's like, all I gotta do is myself. But now it goes back around the table. Steven.
Get the orc that's coming over.
Yeah, seeing that Astra and Nova have Herman in hand, and most of the civilians that don't want to get involved are out of the way,
mm-hmm.
I'll rush the bartender with the shield and just try and shield bash him back over the bar.
Okay, go for it.
All right. So this is... Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to look at the proficiency with just shield to hit.
It'll be a small bonus. Like +2 or something.
Yeah, I got that, but then the fighting also gives you... Oh, I got a natural 16, +1 I see on my character sheet, so 17 to hit.
All right, you hit him and he goes flying backwards, you do damage. Didn't we decide what the damage of shields were, I believe?
Is it D4 plus strength?
It depends on the shield itself, but I think the large ones does 1d6.
Are you carrying around a large shield or is it a regular shield?
Yeah, proficiency, large shield, so it'd be a large shield.
And do 1d6.
Okay. And then add 3. 8 damage.
He goes flying over the bar. He's like, "Oh!" Okay. Lucian.
Is there anybody else to punch?
There are plenty of orcs to punch.
I'm going to try and trip somebody. How do I do that?
What do you have to trip him with?
My leg.
So you're going to sweep the leg?
Yeah, I guess I'll have to. I don't have any sort of staff or anything
like
that.
So you're going to try to kick his leg out from underneath him is what you're trying to do?
Yeah, basically.
All right, you're calling a cold shot. You're going to get an 18 minus 4.
Oh, no. On second thought, we're just going to punch him.
All right, do the punch.
18.
You would have hit anyway for 2d8. So.
Oh, well.
All right, do your damage. 1d4.
3.
Okay. Jeff.
Lord Lee's going to smack the knees of the orc in front of him. Try to knock him down.
Call shot. Go for it.
Let's see. That's a 12.
Okay. You hit him, but you didn't do what you wanted to do.
That's a 24.
Damage.
And that's a net 20. See.
Oops. The first one's regular damage. The second one's going to hit him in where you wanted to hit him. And the third one is, well, you're going to hit him, I guess, wherever you wanted to hit him.
Go on.
So 2-4. And the last one, the crit, is this regular damage?
The crit, if you had a natural 20, is double damage.
So 12 in total.
12 in total?
Yes. Going right to the knee.
Well, he falls down to his knees in front of you.
Yeah, he's got to be hurting.
Yeah, definitely. Sarah.
I'm going to punch Aiden again. I'm going to try and knock him out.
Okay.
I'm holding him. All right.
Good.
That should make it easier to knock him out.
Yeah.
15. Embrace.
Damage. That hits.
A 9.
Okay. He just goes, oh! He passes out in Corey's arms.
I'm totally knocked out.
Don't worry,
you should
baby.
Leave me alone.
I'll keep you safe.
Kind of like just drive enough of a move for my second move to like just grab him, put him over my shoulder.
But I got him. Go fight the orcs.
Fine. I'll go ahead and punch whatever orc is next to me.
Do it.
Like, fine, punch. I got a 3.
Well, you completely missed with your back swipe against the orc.
Whiffed it.
Yep. Raven.
I'll try the same thing again.
Go for it.
Ooh, natural 18. Sweet.
You hit the other orc. You sweep the leg off from under him. He falls on his back. Do your damage.
9 points of damage.
Oof.
9 points of damage. Nice. Okay. Well, he's on his back on the ground, so.
Yeah, he is.
One's on his knees, the other's on his back.
Oh, okay.
That should be.
God. Go for it, Corey.
I'm going to carefully set Aiden down and honestly just kind of guard him, you know? Just wait, see what happens.
All right. So it's the orc's turns.
Maybe I'm kneeling with my knee on his stomach or something, you know?
Ooh. Go on. The one behind the bar gets up. He's like, you dirty rat. And he takes a bottle and he chucks it at you, Steven.
Blipped my shield, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to try. You got to beat a 21 if you want to deflect
that.
Ooh,
damn. Oh, yeah. I rolled a nat 15 with my bonuses. It's like 20.
So you... He's 20. Like... Ugh.
I just lift my shield up. It smashes into it.
Yeah, pretty much. He's like, He just looks at you. The orc on the ground, he gets up. That's going to be his move. The one that's on his knees, well, he's same level as Lord Lee at this point, in a lot of pain. He's like, you son of a bitch! And he just tries to punch you. That is a... I fucking can't read. I'm just use this dice. Oh, okay. 15, 16, 17 total. You could try to parry it.
For parry.
Yeah. 19? Okay. You smash his fist out of the way. He's like, you son of a bitch!
Place the shield in front of me, smashes his fist against the shield.
He's like, ow! He's like, oh!
That tingles!
Back around. Saren, it's your turn.
I would tell your friends to back down. You're interfering with official bounty hunting business, and you're about to get your ass kicked. Mm-hmm.
He looks over at the other orcs and they just shake their head no. And he's like, get out of my bar.
All right.
No, as in they're not going to back down or no, they're going to back down.
Yeah, right.
He just says, get out of my bar.
Sounds very nice. I'll whisper back. I'll call back. Get the elf out of here. We're leaving.
Fine.
I'll just carry Aiden over my shoulder.
People fighting over like, carrying this guy.
Yeah.
Did you just move Nova out of the way?
Huh?
You just push Nova out of the way and just start grabbing him?
Yeah, he just pushed me out of the way, grab, pick him up. It's like, what can I do?
Get off!
All right.
Well, yeah, what are you going to do? Carry him? Drag him?
Well,
hog tie him?
Astrid can hold this guy with one arm.
Yeah,
and
really.
Still fight.
I mean, it's fine. As we're leaving, I'm just going to look to the barkeep and say, thank you for your assistance. We'll be in touch.
See you soon.
I never forget a face.
Who are you again?
Yeah. Who are you again? I'm going to make sure I let every person around here know that you have gold. And a couple people go, he has gold?
No, the barkeep has gold. He took all mine.
They look at him. And he's just like, I don't have any gold. And you hear them arguing as you're leaving. But that's all the time we have. You've been listening to the Palladium Megaverse Podcast. This podcast is Palladium Fantasy 1E. The Megaverse is copyrighted and trademarked by PalladiumBooks.com. For more information on their products, please go to their website. If you'd like to help support this website, please go to RollHigherDie.com. Thank you.